And we're going to talk about a couple cases here and the cost to local governments. Why does this become an issue? Opposition and fear to change or differences is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. This is actually a bad screenshot, from an organization that was trying to stop a fair housing project in Houston, Texas on Fountain View. It basically shows land use is local, land use is personal, land use becomes political then because you have residents who are protesting these issues, and these potential civil rights issues can get involved in local reactions, local decision making, and lead to some of the litigation problems. How many of you have been in this kind of meeting? I call them torch and pitchfork meetings. This is actually one from Costa Mesa, California. And again, a lot of things that you deal with in both Americans with Disabilities Act and Fair Housing Act claims are the things that we might call here in Texas group homes. So they're homes that are designed for, whether we call them halfway houses or group homes or community living homes, they're designed for neighborhood type of living to reacclimate individuals either with disabilities or who are recovering from drug or alcohol abuse into the neighborhood to give them a real-time residential experience. So it's not just in Texas. This is an example, an outline of what's happened recently in up in Richardson, Texas. The Chapter House Sober Living Facility came in and made a group home application with 16 residents, four caregivers. After talking, it was kind of decided that, you know, we could back this off a little bit, you know, so they reduced the number of residents and reduced the number of staff.